This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for January 26th, 2022. Starting today, Disney Genie Plus will include select character sightings at the Magic Kingdom and Disney's Hollywood Studios. Guests will be able to select a Lightning Lane return time for the following character sightings: Cinderella and a visiting princess at Princess Fairytale Hall at the Magic Kingdom, Princess Tiana and a visiting princess also at Fairytale Hall, Mickey at Town Square Theater, and over at Hollywood Studios, Olaf at Celebrity Spotlight. A standby queue will still be available for all of these character sightings. The medals have been revealed for the debut of the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend. This year's theme is Celebrate Yestermorrow. That's weird. Yeti, Set, Run. Get ready for a 3.1-mile nighttime run and scavenger hunt through Animal Kingdom as part of the Expedition Everest 5K. Never get lost on your journeys with the event's compass-inspired finisher medal, perfect for explorers of all types. Then you can lace up those sneakers for a tasty 6.2-mile event around Walt Disney World Resort during the Race for the Taste 10K. Disney invites you to see what they've cooked up for a Ratatouille-inspired course with a finisher medal perfect for runners and Epcot fans alike. Disney then invites you, if you dare, to join in an early morning dimension filled with 10 miles of not-so-terrifying terrain. They're bringing back the unique race distance with the finisher medal featuring Goofy dropping in at the Hollywood Tower Hotel. This one's pretty cool. It's Bellhop Goofy. And you can test your medal and earn 4 medals as part of the inaugural Run Disney Springtime Surprise Challenge. Runners who make their way through all 3 of the weekend's events for a total of 19.3 miles can look to earn a special challenge medal. And if you're not able to join at Walt Disney World, you can bring the magic home when you join virtually and run on a course of your own choosing from 3.1 to 19.3 miles. Add a little character to your home race adventure during the 2022 virtual Run Disney Springtime Surprise. Limited availability remains for the 2022 Surprise Weekend. You can head on over to RunDisney.com to register. A former housekeeping cast member is suing Disney Parks and Resorts, alleging he was unjustly fired and discriminated against, Katie Rice of the Orlando Sentinel reports. Stevel Smith, 52, has type 2 diabetes and worked at Disney's Yacht and Beach Club resorts. He alleges in the lawsuit filed in Orlando federal court on January 11th that his managers violated the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. Diabetes is considered a protected condition under ADA, which requires employers to provide, quote, reasonable accommodations for workers with disabilities and prohibits discrimination and retaliation against them. Smith began working at Walt Disney World in 2013. He had been working at Yacht and Beach since September of 17. And Smith states that during his approximately 2 years there, he was denied easy access to his medication and non-employee restrooms, leading to him urinating on himself multiple times at work. Managers reportedly said, quote, I don't care about your diabetes, and quote, if you take your medication, you can go home. In October 2019, a manager reportedly moved Smith's medication to a locker out of his reach. And in the same month, Smith was asked to leave a shift early because he felt faint. A manager denied the request, saying, quote, you don't look sick. Smith says he hurt his back in November of 19 after a manager assigned him extra work. And Smith, a black Jamaican, also complained of racism from his fellow cast members. He claimed a manager reprimanded him in January of 2018 for complaining about racism from coworkers and made him clean the stockroom in their place. A few months later, another manager told him to hide from the general manager in the closet, saying Smith did not, quote, look presentable, and if you don't disappear, you'll see what I'll do. He met with management at least 4 times about the incidents and involved his union representative, but issues persisted. Smith was fired in March of 2020, with managers claiming he did not do his assigned tasks twice. He claimed this was false and the firing was actually due to his complaints about the above issues. Smith says he experienced mental and emotional distress due to the experiences, and he currently works as a part-time rideshare driver and cries every time he passes Disney, quote unquote. He is demanding a jury trial and seeking an unspecified amount of damages. Disney declined to respond to the allegations outside of court. Yet another fight, oh, here we go again, between guests has been documented on camera, this time in front of Cinderella Castle at the Magic Kingdom. TikTok user at Heather7Marie shared the video with added happily ever after audio. The first time it was uploaded, it was re-uploaded without that, I think, because people are getting confused, thinking this was an older video, but it is in fact recent. You could tell because you can see one of the new Mickey strollers in the video. You can watch the video still over on our website. In the video, two guests are fighting while friends and family, including children, attempt to intervene. And a managerial cast member seen holding a trash picker keeps other guests away from the main fight and gently pulls the children back. By the end of the video, the guests have separated and nobody appears seriously injured. A commenter claiming to have witnessed the fight said it started because one guest ran into another with a stroller and that the cast member was trying to stop them. A new hoodie has joined the Vault Collection, available at the Main Street Cinema at the Magic Kingdom, for $69.99. The hoodie is red with yellow and white stripes at the bottom, a yellow zipper, and a yellow drawstring. The Walt Disney World logo and a small pennant are pictured on one sleeve. Mickey is embroidered on the front, and another Walt Disney World pennant is embroidered on the other sleeve. The back says Walt Disney World in big letters above a Mickey head. More of the Xandarian starship is being installed outside of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot. This is happening real fast. Previously, we saw the first piece installed with a steel support, and then here we are 2 days later, and most of the ship is now up. It's happening fast. We expect maybe by the end of the week, this will be completed. Of course, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind will open this summer at Epcot. The small gift shop at the exit of Toy Story Mania at Disney's Hollywood Studios has closed to be rethemed to Jessie's Trading Post, it would seem. There's not much to see right now as the doors are simply closed. The gift shop is in the hallway leading out of the Toy Story Mania attraction. It is not accessible from elsewhere in the land. It didn't previously have significant theming, but Disney has not officially announced the location of Jessie's Trading Post, but it does seem like this is where it's going to be. Jeff Volley, the president of Walt Disney World Resort, shared a photo on Instagram of him with the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser cast members. He and the crew are gathered at the entrance of the hotel with the name of the hotel on the wall behind him. The cast members are all dressed in blue and black costumes, some with silvery and blue jackets. Volley's caption reads, quote, "Had a great time visiting the crew at Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. May the stars light their way as they prepare the Halcyon Star Cruiser for its inaugural voyage on March 1st. Meanwhile, the Galactic Star Cruiser has been added to the bus directory at Disney Springs. The Star Wars Hotel was listed at number 18, so we went to that stop to check it out. The sign at stop 18 says Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Resort Guests Only. It seems this may indicate that guests looking to get from a park or resort to the Star Cruiser, or vice versa, will need to transfer at Disney Springs. There will not be direct service, even if you have a reservation there. No one's coming to pick you up. Buses were already training on this route. We spotted many buses labeled Galactic Star Cruiser. Test voyages are already underway now, so this may actually be picking up some people who need to get to the Star Cruiser from on property if they're invited to a preview. And now the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser story you've all been waiting for. Now, while buses were originally going to be used for the immersive transportation between the Galactic Star Cruiser and Galaxy's Edge, it seemed Disney decided a box truck was better suited for their needs. Test cruises, as I said before, have begun, and we caught sight of the truck pulling up to the hotel from the Osceola Parkway exit that goes just past the hotel. We could see cast members in regular Walt Disney World bus driver costumes. The theme design of the transport shuttle means guests won't see the driver. The opening pictured you're seeing now is where the bus aligns with the hotel building. It's what guests will see, and obviously it is a themed door. As for the rest of the truck, it is not themed because it doesn't need to be. You won't be seeing it. The truck drove by without stopping, likely with no guests to drop off, but one of the themed doors can be seen in the photo you're looking at now. We also could see a construction vehicle still parked nearby. They're putting on the finishing touches but this is really interesting. Again, they decided a box truck was better for their needs than a bus. Of course, you probably remember years ago we showed you the internal concept art. This is not something that was released of them mocking it up in a bus. But obviously, I wondered how they were going to separate. It seemed much harder to customize a standard bus. This makes way more sense. I know it's funny that for all this money you're riding in a box truck. But also a box truck, it's just a truck with a big empty back, right? So you could build this really immersive little cabin. And it could be in the back of this box truck, and that works really well. So I know it's funny, and it is very funny, but nonetheless, it is a box truck that you'll be riding for $5,000 to $6,000 of your trip between the two locations. But hey, it's kind of cool. I think it's kind of neat that it is. After a period where no lightsabers were available at Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities, the new Maul Shadow Collective Legacy lightsaber has finally arrived in Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios. You can purchase extra blades, allowing the Shadow Collective saber to take its dual-bladed form. Both ends of the hilt are equipped with emitters, and the blade of the lightsaber is red. A close-up of the unique hilt is what you're looking at now. This lightsaber, like the other Legacy Sabers, has replaceable batteries, and here you can see the full hilt more clearly. Each Legacy lightsaber comes in a case, and this one is no exception. The Shadow Collective symbol, an amalgam of the symbols of the five syndicates united under Maul in the Clone Wars, is featured on the case. You can get yours at Doc Ondar's right now. The interactive Banshee hatchling toy we got a sneak peek of last year is now available for purchase in Pandora, the world of Avatar, Disney's Animal Kingdom. You can adopt these hatchlings in Wind Traders. They come in an egg with their heads just visible. How cute. There's a red, orange, and blue-green version. Each Banshee comes with a wrist strap and a Tailu accessory. The Banshee can be attached to the strap, which has adjustable Velcro, and the hatchlings make sound and can be articulated. They communicate with each other if they're nearby each other. They also, if you pet them, they make noise, and if you sort of rub the accompanying bug on their head, which is weird, but they'll react to that too. The toys cost $39.99 each. While at Animal Kingdom, we spotted a new light-up Mickey balloon wand. We found it at the Discovery Trading Company for $22. It has the classic Mickey balloon shape on top, made out of plastic. It also features a cute button in a star shape that you press to light up the wand. You can also switch between a number of the typical colors of the balloon, red, blue, green, etc. We previously found this at the Disneyland Resort, but now it's here at Walt Disney World. The Grand Floridian Spa, located at the Grand Floridian Resort, as you might have guessed, has reopened. Today was the official grand reopening, but the spa has been unofficially open since Monday. It was closed for nearly 2 years since the Walt Disney World Resort closed due to COVID. Some spa experiences remain altered or are not currently being offered due to restrictions, but the Grand Floridian Spa has been refreshed as well with the iconic Victorian-style theming of the resort. You can check out photos on our website. For the first time in any Disney park, Disneyland Paris will make drones part of their nightly fireworks spectacular, Disney Illuminations. It's all part of their 30th anniversary celebration. The new pre-show entitled Disney D-Light will feature a fleet of 200 drones forming the 30th anniversary logo in the skies next to Sleeping Beauty Castle as part of a pre-show tag to Illuminations. Disneyland Paris also released a new video detailing the creation of this new sequence, which you can watch on our website. Also in that presentation, they revealed plenty of details, including character costumes, and as well a special new daytime show taking place in front of the castle. While a name for the show was still not revealed, we do know that Mickey and his friends, 33 characters in total, will have a procession down Main Street before stopping in front of the castle to kick off the main portion of the show. The show will feature a new theme song as well. They also took the time to reveal the new costumes that Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, Pluto, Chip, Dale, and Clarice will be wearing for the 30th anniversary. They're very shiny and iridescent with an almost plasticky look. The video release shows off some of the details from the Vice President of Entertainment, David Duffy, as well as a new look at the costumes. Paris also said that over 300 new items will be available to celebrate their 30th anniversary, and they previewed many of them from the different collections that will be available. The primary collection seems to focus on purples, blues, and pinks, and centers around the anniversary itself. It includes a Loungefly bag, plushes themed to Mickey and Minnie, new Mickey ears, a special 30th anniversary sorcerer hat, which I must have, housewares, a spirit jersey, and more. The second collection is a largely black and gold, reminiscent of the Luxe collection here for our 50th, features more shiny ears and a Dooney and Burke bag collection, which is a very big deal for Disneyland Paris. They never get those. The final collection focuses on pastel blues and pinks with a number of different 30th anniversary items, including a mug that has that 30-shaped handle. I gotta have it. With any celebration at a Disney park, inevitably also comes plenty of new treats, and Paris showed off several new items coming exclusively for the anniversary. From a giant Mickey-shaped burger to macarons with the 30th logo printed on them, there looks to be something for just about everyone. In total, there will be 60 exclusive dishes, desserts, and cocktails. Special ice cream sundaes around the park will be inspired by classic Disney films like Up, as well as characters like Donald Duck. That's right, the Duck Butt Sundae, which used to be available in Tokyo, kind of coming back in Paris. Additionally, guests will find special cocktails at select locations. There'll even be a special plate of 30th anniversary pastries, which were teased in the press conference video. As well, some key art was revealed for Avengers Campus, which will open this summer at Walt Disney Studios Park in Paris as part of the anniversary. We got our first look, kind of, at what the Iron Man coaster attraction vehicles will look like. The full art shows way more than that, with Sleeping Beauty Castle in the background, which is misleading because it's not in that park, by the way. But it does feature heroes like Thor, Black Panther, Ant-Man, Iron Man, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, and Spider-Man front and center. Within the art, guests can spot items like the Web Slinger's ride vehicle and the Quinjet. But towards the middle, again, is that roller coaster train. This ride, of course, replacing Rock and Roller Coaster Evec Aerosmith, will now be themed to Iron Man and is rumored to also feature Captain Marvel. And she is on this art, so seems like it might happen. Similar to Tokyo Disney Resort, where they had 35 statues for their 35th anniversary, and of course, the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, where we have those Fab 50 statues, Paris will host 30 character statues and mobiles in a new area near Sleeping Beauty Castle called the Gardens of Wonder. The new Gardens of Wonder displays will be located in front and around the castle and feature 10 distinct gardens and a total of 30 different Disney characters. Unlike the Mickey statues or the Fab 50 statues, these depictions will be somewhat more abstract and unique to the Paris park. In concept art, we could see Tiana, Belle, and Merida. We also see the progress on Tiana from the preview video. Also visible in the preview is Snow White, Mushu from Mulan, who will also be part of the gardens, and Rapunzel will have her own home there too. Baymax from Big Hero 6 is well underway to becoming a mobile featuring parts of his costume, and visible in the background is the Cheshire Cat. All 30 of these statues would come out starting March 6th, the official kickoff of the anniversary celebration. If you feel like you've heard Gardens of Wonder before, you have. A couple years ago, it was rumored that Gardens of Wonder would be happening at Epcot, and it is very likely these were developed, in fact, for that idea, and it never happened. So, interesting to see this come to life in a different place and for a very different reason. Beginning March 6th, in celebration of Women's History Month, guests at Walt Disney Studios Park in Paris can meet Minnie Mouse as she shows off her first pantsuit outfit. Designed by Stella McCartney, the pantsuit features Minnie's signature polka dots and bows. McCartney will also release a t-shirt featuring the design on March 8th, available both online and at Stella stores. Ever burn your Christmas turkey a bit too much? Well, Tokyo Disney Resort will have you covered starting February 1st with a new line of frozen foods, the first item being Mickey-shaped pizza. The new line of Tokyo Disney Resort frozen selections will begin with the bacon and pineapple pizza, inspired by the pizza sold at Captain Hook's Galley in Tokyo Disneyland. The pizzas come in boxes of six and are shipped frozen from the Tokyo Disney Resort to anywhere across Japan. The pizzas also include six paper plates with the same design seen at restaurants in Tokyo Disneyland and DisneySea, so you can enjoy the tastes as well as the sights of the frozen pizza. Everything that would come with it in the park is all here. The bacon and pineapple Mickey pizzas go on sale exclusively through the resort app for 3,900 yen starting February 1st, and a limited number are available per day. This is really cool. I love this, and I think I need a box of them. Not to eat, just to collect. I want to save the box. I know, that's insane. I'm aware. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news and about, you know, those Mickey-shaped frozen pizzas, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. Don't forget, if you're looking for your Disneyland Resort fix, Disneyland News Today will air on this channel on Thursday. Make sure you catch that. Also on Thursday night at 9 p.m., do not miss the 200th episode of WDW News Tonight live from right here at WDWNT Celebration. We will have a jam-packed studio audience celebrating 200 shows over 3 hours. It's going to be a fun one. Of course, this program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video. Subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, like timekeeping. You should go watch it. And click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support this entire show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Now I'm suddenly in the mood for frozen pizza. Welcome to News Today with Universal Parks News Today. I'm Tom Corliss. Here now the news.
Thank you.